This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
They've been authentic for me.
No, so they weren't. They didn't appeal to you.
No, they didn't. And I don't understand why everybody's so upset.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's going to happen to you? Do you like Obama? Did he call you at all in the last 8 years? Did he ever put a sandwich on your table? You do that. You're going to keep doing that. You're going to be fine.
Right.
And you're like, oh, what's he going to do?
Don't worry, be happy.
All right, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, boys and girls. Listening live to the Robert Scott Bell Show next couple of hours here on GCN Syndicator and around the world on all of the different ways you do it. We are in a state of non-panic. We're in a state of just chill. It's all cool. Yaman. And it isn't because of cannabis, even though I haven't taken my CBD today yet. I'm just feeling that calm after the so-called storm. Yet not everybody's getting the memo, Super Don. There are a lot of people...
Can I have some of that CBD?
You want some of that CBD?
I need it.
You know what? You do the hazard duty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show because you have to navigate the mainstream media and the reporting on the panics and the riots and the trashing of private property, all because people are upset that the election didn't go the way that we were told it was going to go by the mainstream media. And that comedic opening, I think that was on Conan O'Brien. What's the guy's name? Bill Burr?
Bill Burr.
He put some perspective on it. I just like, really, how often did Barack Obama call you and make you a sandwich the last 8 years? Right? And it's like that. How often do you think Donald Trump's going to call you and make you a sandwich or take your sandwich away from you in the next 4 years or eight, whatever it takes? He's not even president yet. And this is going this way. And, you know, you've said it before. Why can't people just take a chill pill, right? They're just freaking out. I saw this morning in the media, on the liberal media, they had a bunch of comedians on. They're saying, oh, we're just going to keep making fun of him. We're going to keep making fun of him. It's like, dude, did you have... Yeah, well, I guess it sort of happened 8 years ago, right? There were people panicking 8 years ago when Barack Obama...
It happened 8 years ago. It happened 4 years ago. In fact, during his reelection in 2012, it actually ramped up even more in some areas.
Sure, but I just don't recall... Correct me if I'm wrong, Superdot. I just don't recall the rioting in the streets, the destruction of property, or even some of the deaths that have been attributed to these so-called... I would call them Soros-funded, to some degree, groups and troops that are just upset that they didn't get the president they wanted.
No, it's because all the Republicans have jobs.
The Republicans have work.
I'm getting sucked into it. Sucked into it. Sorry.
Without being playing, you know, we don't like to play middle of the road, Superdome. We have strong opinions. We speak them here, and we broadcast healing for the most part. But at the same time, if we're going to see something and call it out, we're going to call it out. It's okay. So,
well, and listen, I mean, I think you would admit, and most people that would know me, that I'm probably closer to the center even than you are. I have a tendency to just be really objective, or I try to be, and that's why it's so hard to go through the, what's going on in the news, because it's like the worst place you can be is that person that's in the middle that doesn't subscribe to the left or the right, that tries to find some balance between the two, you know, balance in the force, right?
Yeah, here's what you're saying on the break.
Oh, man!
That's like, what happens every morning when I turn on Facebook, yes.
By the way, did you see Dave Chappelle on Saturday Night Live, his monologue?
I haven't had a chance to see that. I heard about it.
Now, Chappelle was not, you know, he wasn't a Trump fan per se, but the guy's got perspective. He's like, dude, he's the president now. You know, let's, you know, like I said, you can make fun, and it is, there's plenty of things to make fun about. But to think that, again, like that Bill Burr comedian, it was like oh, Trump's going to take away your sandwiches. No, he's not. And the fact that, you know, they call him racist just because he said some stuff that people don't even know the definition of the word racist. It's the belief in the inherent genetic superiority of one race over another. Really, is that what Donald Trump believes? That's not race, you know.
No.
No. And it's like that, again, the R word has no meaning based on the fact that people yell and scream it, and they don't even know the definition.
Well, here's the conclusion I came to this morning. You know, a lot of people have been talking about they want to go to Canada because Trump got elected, right?
Right.
I'm actually looking at Canada, but it's not because Trump got elected. It's because people have such short-term memories that they lose their minds every time that somebody on the other side of the paradigm gets elected. Because it takes you 15 minutes on the Internet. You can go back and you can look at what happened back in 2008 when Obama got elected. If you were on the right and you subscribed to that neoconservative, crazy, right-wing leaning narrative, mm-hmm. Gas was going to go to like $10 a gallon, and the stock market was going to crash and never recover. It's funny. Rush Limbaugh, when Obama got reelected in 2012, he said the country's economy is going to collapse and will never recover. Blah blah blah. Now, ironically, New York Times opinion writer, you heard of Paul Krugman, right?
Yes, of course.
On the day that Trump got elected, what did Paul Krugman say? He said, the stock market will never recover from Donald Trump's presidential victory and blah, 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 blah. And it was like, it took less than a day and the stock market had actually a record high. So, you know, I mean, I don't know if you remember this. I mean, everybody mm-hmm. thought Obama was going to take all your guns.
Right.
We were supposed to already be under Sharia law by now. Mm-hmm. The Bible, you know, was supposed to be classified as hate speech and banned from the airwaves. I mean, there were all these predictions, these apocalyptic things that were going to happen. And guess what? 8 years later, none of those things have happened. And it's interesting to see now you've got the left that is using the exact same language, talking about apocalypse mm-hmm. and Armageddon, and, you know, he's going to destroy the country.
God mirrors everybody. Look in the mirror.
It's the same language, just coming from the other side now.
Well, and this is where we're talking about being a puppet of those who pull your strings. If you step back, and it's great to be a comedian and laugh. We like to laugh. We like to make fun. And, you know, we don't mind making fun of Trump any more than we mind making fun of Obama. For us, it's just...
Which
it's
we
not,
did.
And
you
we did. And we do.
Yes.
Exactly. But, you know, if you are going to be manipulated by others to believe some of these things are happening... Now, I will argue that there's been a wussification of the American male in this culture for a long time. Like, being a man is now considered politically incorrect, right? If you do locker room talk with your guy friends in the locker room, that's supposed to pretty much stay there. Now, of course, because of what happened under Trump, like suddenly now he's the only guy that's ever done that. You don't think Barack Obama has ever talked like a man in the locker room? We know Bill Clinton did, right? And it's not to equivocate and say, oh, this is wonderful, high spiritual behavior, right? But there's perspective when you're hanging around with the guys. You can't be a guy anymore. That's not right. The people that think that because Trump is president or going to be president, that life is over. I want to say this. Man up. Stop being such a wussy. He's not going to take your sandwiches away from you any more than he was going to deliver them to you.
Well, and the impact that this has had, and again, I was bringing up, you know, when I turn on Facebook in the morning, dude, social media has become such an ingrained part of people's lives now that it's almost like a virus that you see on social media where, you know, this panic and all these things get shared around, and it's really having a horrible impact on some people. I mean, I was looking at a story on CNN that right after the election happened, there was this huge spike at these crisis and suicide prevention hotlines. I mean, people literally are feeling suicidal about
this. You know what? They've forgotten that humans interacting with humans, I will say it, trumps politics, ultimately. In fact, it defeats politics. The fact is, if you're upset, talk to someone. Talk to someone who's not going to foment your fear. Talk to someone who will, like, put perspective on really what's going on here. And, of course, we have a bias towards individual liberty. We have a bias toward health, freedom, and healing liberty here. We're not shy about saying so, which is why we opposed Obamacare, not because it was called Obamacare. If it was Bush care or Clinton care, we would oppose it just the same, because our bias is liberty. Our bias is caring for one another, not with the force of a government gun, but because we can and do and want to, and there's no blockage to that kind of support and assistance. But again, that's humans dealing with humans. I was watching last night, I just flipped on the channels as I was chilling out, and there was Don't Mess with the Zohan on. Do you remember that? Don't Mess with the Zohan?
I remember it.
It was not a highbrow comedy, but the message in there was like, okay, you got the Israeli Jews and the Palestinian Arabs, and they're like fighting, and then he's putting on the silly. It's like, you know, if they're human to human contact, just like I argue this because my mom lived in what was Palestine that became Israel. She said, you know, the Jews and the Arabs, they hung out together, they had coffee together, they, you know, the markets were there, and then suddenly the international globalists came in and started monkeying up the works from above, pulling puppet strings, and now suddenly they're at war every day, all of the time, hate, hate, hate. It isn't because they necessarily hated one another because they hated one another. They actually were like, they were hanging out, they were engaged in commerce, and they were getting along. Right, you could have disagreements, but then, of course, the globalists come in and muck it up. And that's what we're dealing with here. Again, globalists from a federal government perspective as well, telling the liberals that unless their person gets in office, they're going to lose their cheese toast.
Yeah. Or something worse. There's perspective on this because we saw this on the other side of the paradigm as well when Obama got elected. So, guys, look, if you're looking for a way to deal with this, there's a great article on Reuters here that has a solution on how to alleviate your election stress disorder. You know what they say to do?
Yes. Take some CBD.
And
clean out your freezer.
Clean out your freezer.
Clean out your freezer, right?
Clean out your freezer.
Clean out your underwear drawer. You know they're too old. Throw them away. Get some new underwear. Help the economy. Maybe it's even cotton that's not genetically engineered. Buy some hemp underwear. No, don't smoke your underwear. you can vape the CBD. How's that? All right,
that
folks, we got a big show. Lots of questions, lots of comments. And Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, is going to be on to talk about becoming a naturopath and more.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You need some CBD to chill you out? Go to pluscbdoil.com. Pluscbdoil.com. And RSV15 gets you 15% off. Then you're right as rain, as they say. You're right as rain, or good as gold. Let's see, WikiLeaks. We got more WikiLeaks, but it's not what you think. Isn't this interesting that WikiLeaks, it's not going away. I think there's a permanent state of being now where government can't hide anything, and I'm happy about that overall. But this WikiLeaks is different. This is not about necessarily, what's her name? Who's the one that lost? I forget her name already. Is that bad of me? What is that?
What's her name? That would be Hillary Clinton?
That lady, yes. Not about her at all, I don't think, but it does bring up a theme song that Superdon put together a while ago, and we're going to go to that right now.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a but I told you so.
I told you so. Oh, I told you so.
Well, the question is, how could WikiLeaks bring up something that I told you so on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Yeah. How many years ago have I been saying that aspartame ain't good for you? It's really bad for you. And, it, of course, it's, well, can help you form brain tumors, astrocytomas. And in WikiLeaks, there are emails there that mention aspartame, acknowledging that it puts holes in mice brains. Is Podesta behind this?
That is rather impressive, because everything that we've heard up until now mm-hmm. has had to do with politics and with, you know, Hillary Clinton and servers and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
But apparently it looks like that emails belonging to John Podesta,
ooh, Podesta
that were released by WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
And I'm just reading from the article here, didn't just provide a broader view of establishment corruption, but they also uncovered concerns about NutraSweet, which is primarily comprised of aspartame. And they
wow.
list these people in there. People's names, Wendy Adams forwarded an email chain about NutraSweet to Podesta.
Wendy Abrams, yeah, I see that there.
Yeah, in 2015.
Wow. You know, it's like we say these things and we're called conspiratorial, right? Oh, aspartame was on the short list of potential chemical warfare agents at the Pentagon. But it's true. It actually was. And the fact that it was rejected by the FDA before Reagan got into office, Reagan gets into office, they stack the deck, and suddenly it's approved. One of the most dangerous, if not the most dangerous food additive in the history of food additives, approved by the Fear and Death Administration. And you have an entire generation or two or three sucking this stuff down like it is candy because it sweetens their soft drinks and they feel good because they're not eating sugar. And yet it's creating brain tumors, putting holes in your brain.
And I'm telling you, this is really when you get into the nuts and bolts of what happened here. This Wendy Abrams was emailing this other guy and expressing concern about the addition of aspartame to chocolate milk.
That's right.
Used in school lunches, okay?
Yeah.
And so they go back and forth in these email chains, and this Wendy Abrams, she starts talking about her own negative experiences with aspartame. It would be like, okay, anecdotal, whatever, but it's in the email, right?
Yeah.
And she goes on to talk about how she had a friend who worked for the researchers at University of Chicago, and the doctors there said they gave NutraSweet to lab mice. And it literally, this is her words, it literally blew holes in their brains.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, this is being talked about and emailed about at the highest level of government with John Podesta, among other people up there.
And
that
folks,
should tell you something.
If you're concerned about our lack of faith and trust in government, even a Donald Trump administration-run government, it's because of things like this. The bureaucratic oligarchy. That which exists beyond any election is so committed to poisoning the population, or at least looking the other way as the population is poisoned, that it doesn't matter that kids are being harmed with aspartame-laced chocolate milk. Never mind that the chocolate milk is coming from not chocolate cows, so don't go all racial on me. It's coming from cows, just cows. And like humans, we're just humans. Stop with the delineation. We're humans. But these cows are probably factory farm cows loaded with RBGH, antibiotic residues, pus fill that they have to pasteurize it just to make it safe for human consumption, and then homogenized, altering the fat so it's also dangerous. Particularly, interestingly enough, more so to African Americans according to the studies, which is weird because they don't have to be from Africa, right? You can be black from London. Are you a London African? They don't say that over there. It's weird. We've got to delineate everything. Yeah, a L'African? What is that? I'm going to laugh about that one. I'm not going to laugh about the poisoning of the kids, much less the poisoning of the kids through the CDC and vaccinations. You want to be a healer? Roseanne Lindsay, ND, is coming up next. We're going to talk about that in response to a question.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Thanks for being here, my friends, and our new listeners. They're all over the world joining us, live or later. And, of course, the message doesn't go bad, doesn't require expiration dating or artificial preservatives, and definitely is not sweetened with aspartame. The Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Questions, you can drop them in any time of the day or night, or you can call us, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We got a great question. And, in fact, when I read this question, Super Don, we talked about this, and it was like, I don't know the answer to this. Let's call Roseanne Lindsay, our naturopath buddy. She knows, right? Roseanne, you with us?
Yes, I am. Thanks for asking me.
Oh, of course. This is awesome. This is a big one from somebody named Steve. And I look at this, and it's really long. I'm not even playing the question of the day theme so we can get through it. But everybody wants to be Steve the Thorough now, because this is a thorough question.
It's like a novel.
It is. It's great. Yeah. No, we appreciate this. A lot of detail. It says, hello, RSB and team of truth tellers. I won't claim this to be a short question, keeping my long keto question of a year ago in mind, haha, but this is a big topic in my view. Let me apologize in advance. If it generates enough interest, maybe it could be its own segment. Well, guess what, Steve? It is. It might be two segments. He goes on, as I've learned about health and healing over the past 5 years or so, I've been drawn to become a healer, more so than just sharing information with family and friends. With the loss of so many good holistic doctors in the last few years, thank you for bringing it to light, Aaron Elizabeth, the cries for healers to learn from Dr. Batar, and the need to have more voices to counter the propaganda, I feel it's time to do more. I'm not one to ask for permission or concern myself with being given the approval of a license, but I'd like to know your thoughts about how to take the next step. This is already, I'm thinking, this is a great setup here, Roseanne. You kind of get a sense where he's going.
Yeah.
I consider, yeah, go ahead.
We could start right there. I mean, yeah. I think he is expressing the natural evolution of all of us as healers. We're all healers by design, by birthright, as you often say, and there's no rule book on healing. So it's all individual. So he's experiencing that natural tendency to want to express that and help other people on the journey. Because the life journey, I always say, is the healing journey.
Mm.
So I would say to Steve that just by being the example that he is showing himself to be, he teaches people who they are, and that's what we're all here to do. We're all here to share our gifts. And I think that he is expressing this passion, this to share his gift, which is to educate, to help other people understand what he does. He's not trying to push it, an agenda. That's not what healing's about. It's about enlightening. And I think, go for it, Steve.
By the way, Roseanne can be found natureofhealing.org, natureofhealing.org, and she's got a great book as well we'll talk about. As Steve continues, he says, I consider your history of being mentored and wonder if that is a viable way to learn from others in the current environment. You know, I've told my story, Roseanne, it's very unusual. You know, I wanted to be a medical doctor, not because I wanted to be a medical, I just wanted to be a healer, but was the only model I had growing up in the West in America. And then at 24, finding a homeopathic doctor, and I ended up studying with him side by side for over 10 years. And so he says, working with healers already in the trenches, fighting the good fight would be inspirational, and making plans to try and attend many events in 2017. I don't care about making lots of money, just making a difference. I'd like the time to be spent building my knowledge base so I can help pass it on to the next generation of healers. The movement needs to continue generationally so we don't repeat history and end up back here. Dude, this guy is on, Roseanne.
Yeah, and he goes on to say, you know, does he need a degree? I don't think you necessarily need a degree, and it depends on your journey and what you want to do. I discovered that, yeah, for me, I need a degree. It's helpful because society at this time wants people to see that you've committed to something, you know, to spend your time on something, and that you're credible, quote unquote. I was already healing myself before I got a degree, so it's not required. But you can choose between what's out there. You don't need to spend $40,000 a year on a 4-year degree. You can find excellent programs that are home-based like I did. I chose Trinity School of Natural Health, which is based in Indiana, and you can do an online self-based self-study program. You can go to trinityschool.org and check out their programs in naturopathic medicine or other programs like certified natural health practitioner, herbology, iridology. You can do multiple degrees. The sky's the limit.
This is really good. It opens up a lot of discussion here, of course, but the idea that there are other ways to go. Remember, I didn't know. I only knew of one way because the road had been paved via the Flexner Report of 1910. In my upbringing, it was all medical or nothing. Now, of course, there are naturopaths, homeopaths, herbalists, Reiki masters. There's an unlimited array of healing from around the world. When I was in Thailand many years ago speaking at the World Congress of Holistic Medicine, I'm encountering healers of things I'd never heard of. And, of course, if you can go through 24 years like I did and never hear of homeopathy, imagine what more healing is out there, even today, that I don't know, that you don't know, that we don't know. And so the question of a degree, as I've said sometimes calling it a degree, it's because many of the medical doctors who are now online with integrative or holistically inclined medicine, they didn't learn about it. Their degree didn't teach them about these holistic things. They had to go outside of their training. So it's very often the case that it's harder to teach a doctor because they have to unlearn a lot of wrong things to learn the real healing that I perceive people are desperately needing at this point, Roseanne.
Yeah, they're putting their faith into other people's opinions. They're not going within and finding that passion that Steve is talking about where, you know, what do I want to do? What are my thoughts and my beliefs, and how do I bring that to fruition? You mm-hmm. don't need a license. You can be certified. You, if your state requires licensure, you can do one of many things to avoid that. You can move mm-hmm. or you can be creative with language, call yourself a health coach or a health minister. You can work mm-hmm. As a healer under a tribal healing network, which is becoming available to all kinds of integrative healers now, and that takes you out of U.S. corporate jurisdiction and FDA inspection. And, you know, there are many options. Don't let that license issue stop you.
Well, one of the things we know is going to happen is Obamacare is going to collapse. Now with Trump in theory, if he gets in, when he gets in, I shall say, who knows now with all the craziness. But the reality is that that system is going to collapse and crumble. So what is it? I say replace it with nothing. I say replace it with freedom. But what does that mean? People don't have a perspective on freedom. They think that the reason we have Obamacare or the movement toward a Bernie level like socialist medicine is because freedom didn't work. Freedom failed us. But did it?
Well, on the issue of freedom, I mean, all healing is about self-empowerment, and that's what you do on your show every day. Health, freedom, liberty, healing, all of those words go together. They're all the same frequency. It's about taking responsibility for your choices. Healing is purely individual. Like I said, you are the creator of your health or your disease. So you can't talk about healing without talking about individual freedom. You can't have healing without freedom. This master-slave paradigm that you're mentioning, yeah. It's a vampire-victim paradigm, and it only exists because we allow it. We are the creators here on Earth. We have to understand that. We have to unlearn what we've been told, and we create our health or our disease.
Well, ironically, the institutions are sucking your blood, and they're like making you dependent and weak so that you have to go to them begging for a scrap of healing, which they're not even providing, even if they're giving you scraps of something. And so when we look at the paradigm, the future paradigm, I think this is where Steve's getting this sense that do I want to become a licensed medical doctor, right? If that's your bliss, knock yourself out. I would not stand in your way. But is that really where the people are flocking to? They want more medical doctors? Do they? Are the medical doctors really trained to heal you? Or are they trained to put you back together again when Humpty Dumpty falls off the wall? That's a question you need to answer and decide, well, which way do I want to go? I think we need to move more toward that concept of master-apprentice relationships. And Steve indicates that when he talks about transgenerational knowledge. The fact that if you cut off the knowledge of history, real history, that you now are able to completely manipulate and control what healing is, and healing has now become disease management.
Exactly. So surround yourself with people who are like-minded. Of course, you're not going to go into the medical profession, industry, paradigm if you don't believe that you need somebody else to tell you how to fix yourself, or, you know, somebody else to hold the key to your healing, somebody else to give you a drug to suppress your symptoms when symptoms are already a sign of repression. Something you're repressing emotionally. So, yeah, there are ways to manifest healing, and you do it all from within.
Beautifully said. Roseanne Lindsay is with us, helping me to answer a question of the day on how to become a healer and what is a healer. Steve's great question, and I do appreciate this so much. He also says, thank you at least for taking the time to read this, and even if you make fun of it for being the novel of the day, cue the music, Super D, the vitamin L will still flow. Yes, I mean, this is, for me, that is where the love and the healing, because it is, when we talk about, and the Doc of Detox talks about this all the time, that the lack of self-love is really the cornerstone for where all of our problems are coming from, and they can manifest physically as diseases, because, you know, when you have that lack of self-love, then suddenly, well, life orchestrates, if you will, to that belief system, and that leads to things that come into your life that you think you're victimized by, but in fact you might have set the stage for it.
Yes, perfectly said. This is the most important thing to talk about in healing now, because that old paradigm of disease-based healing, I mean, it isn't healing at all. It's disease-based mm-hmm. promotion. If we create from within. So if we want to see a peaceful, compassionate world, if we want to see healing around us, we need to be the generation of that. We need to generate that healing. We do that through manifestation of our own thoughts and our own beliefs. So mm-hmm. we need to change, shift our frequency from being victims to being innovators, to being caring. If we want to see caring people around us, we need to be that caring person. We need to be free. We need to embody freedom and embody love. And that comes through the heart, because the heart is the most powerful part of the body and the most with the most intense electromagnetic field. So manifesting a new reality is possible, but it comes about through being kind and loving to ourselves, first and foremost, accepting ourselves completely, which means accepting your flaws. And it's really hard for people to do that. We're always looking in the mirror and pointing out our flaws, but what we see in the mirror is only like less than 1% of who we are. So yeah. we have to start looking at ourselves as a whole energy being. And as soon as we accept who we are and love ourselves, that victim vampire reality fades away.
Yeah. Not me and Super Don. When we look in the mirror, we see perfection, don't we, Super Don?
sometimes. I guess.
You know, well, the sometimes is better than no times, at least. Yeah, let's talk more about that vitamin L and that future of healing. For those of you who are healers, gifted healers, and it's just trying to bubble out of you, this is the place for you, the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. More with Roseanne Lindsay after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939.
1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Where do you go for broadcast healing? 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN. Go to robertscottbell.com, and we got you covered, including post-election healing, political healing. Yes, I know, the only place that can actually claim to bring political healing to the discussion. Maybe I'm not the only place, but we're the only place that claims it that I know. Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, brings a lot of healing wherever she goes to. And she has a website, natureofhealing.org. And her book, The Nature of Healing, Heal the Body, Heal the Planet, is also available, linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And you can consult with her by Skype or phone from around the world. So those that need naturopathy. And there is a distinct interest in the limitations on healing that's out there. So when someone like Steve writes in and says, hey, what do you think? What's another way to go? There's almost a purposeful ignorance, not in his question, but a sincerity in his question. But how is it that we don't know there are so many ways to go? But even in the field of naturopathy, there are now what we call medical naturopaths that go to naturopathic medical schools, more aligned to flex the report intent and curricula than traditional naturopathy. Can you speak briefly, Roseanne, about the distinct difference? Not that we're opposed to any one or the other, but we want clarity in communication. What kind of doctor are you or aren't you?
Yeah, I call myself a practical naturopath. Some people would call it a classical naturopath, but classical in the sense that I practice body, mind, spirit medicine. So I don't require a license. I don't do the 4-year degree that requires you to have a license, basically. You don't need to do that. You don't have to be allopathic. You don't have to puncture the skin. And that's the way the field wants to go. You know, there's allopathic naturopaths and then more, holistic naturopaths. That's what I call myself. And you basically have to listen to the person who wants to be their healer. They have to first understand that they're their own healer. An allopathic naturopath is going to do all the testing that typical medical doctors do, and they will give you a rundown of your levels, you know, your numbers. You become a number in a sense. I mean, they will offer some alternative, they'll offer alternative treatments, but you don't need to go that route. You don't need to spend that kind of money.
Yeah, it's molecular reductionism in naturopathy.
Exactly. Yeah, you're reduced to a number or a protocol that, you know, maybe a protocol for a certain type of disease or label. And really, everybody's unique. You can't define somebody by a protocol. You customize the protocol. I customize protocols for people. Like if I find somebody with a typical disease label, they'll give me a label, but I can't talk about labels as a holistic naturopath. I will look and kind of intuitively, using their information, find out what the core cause is and then work from that point.
Beautifully said. And like I said, I'm not opposed to allopathic naturopathy. I just want them to label themselves clearly and not try to push out of the marketplace traditional or real holistic naturopathy. And I think that's a problem when they go for exclusive licensure in the States. That's why there's this schism. But there's a schism in homeopathy. There's schisms in all things. And don't be led or defined by the division. Just keep living your life, living your dream. And if you're not sure what that dream is, you keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You may discover it like Steve is. He says also that maybe we should have a new segment that focuses on finding and teaching future generations of healers. More so than your radio show allows. Well, I think to some degree we are and have been doing it, as evidenced by Steve's question and his opening up to a new way to learn healing. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, and, you know, Captain Morgan does it with her Freshman Friday question. She's offering questions from her perspective and her kind of generation's perspective. And so you're looking at it from a new light that way. You talk about from many angles and many levels. So, you know, you're actually a shaman of the airways that way. And everybody can be their own shaman. You don't have to go to somebody else to get that information. You can go into meditation and find out that your answers are right within you. You came here with them.
Wow. Super Don, I'm a shaman now.
I like that.
Right. Now, like, do I have to wear, like, a headdress or anything unusual? I mean, maybe there's a different kind of shaman that just looks like anybody else, though.
Right? Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see if we can Photoshop something and see how it looks.
Right. Is that going to be another designation that they're going to have to say special rights for shamans?
No.
No, okay, good. All right. No. Well, here, folks, that was Roseanne Lindsay helping me answer one of the key questions of the day. And, Steve, you did a great job with that question, and I appreciate your thoroughness, even though you're not technically Steve the Thorough. You're your own Steve. Thank you, Roseanne. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiere, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.